A former U.S. senator and friend of GA is lost in a crash. Quest Aircraft is forced into a third layoff. And Tom Poberesny looks back on AirVenture 2010. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Wednesday, August 11th, 2010. Former U.S. Senator Ted Stevens of Alaska is among five people confirmed lost in the crash of a de Havilland floatplane Monday night. The accident site is 20 nautical miles north of Dillingham, Alaska. The Super Otter was a turbine conversion, and conditions were described as low IMC. Also on board were former NASA administrator and current EADS North America CEO Sean O'Keefe and his son. Both are reported as pretty banged up with numerous broken bones, but appear to be in a position to survive their injuries. Info was still sketchy as of our deadline, so check back for updated details at aero-news.net. Quest Aircraft, which seemed to be riding high with the announcement at AirVenture that it has delivered all of the 9 Kodiak turboprops ordered by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, has now announced a third round of layoffs. ANN has learned that 60 workers are involved this time. Quest's head of human resources confirmed the layoffs, but refused to go into detail except to confirm that there are still orders on the books and the company is doing nothing more than what it has to do to last through this all. Idaho state officials are helping displaced workers to the extent possible. Tom Poberesny is looking back on AirVenture 2010, not in terms of what went wrong, but with satisfaction in how his team handled unprecedented adversity. Quote, "The preparations for this year's event were the most challenging in my 35 years as chairman, as the rain in July caused major setbacks as we got ready for AirVenture. However, it's not how you begin, it's how you finish. Through the dedication of our volunteers and staff, as well as the support of the Oshkosh region and the aviation community, AirVenture 2010 remains the world's greatest aviation celebration, with programs and activities that can be found nowhere else." Unquote. The final attendance figures released last week by EAA showed 535,000 attendees, a decrease of 7% from 2009. Poberesny observes, quote, "We had expected to have a slightly lower attendance figure this year after last year's blockbuster event. This year's weather challenges early in the week also had an effect. The second half of the week, however, was outstanding, especially with such activities as those on Saturday that included the night air show. We were not only very pleased with the attendance figures, but also with the positive response and the upbeat spirit from all those who attended," unquote. Kudos to all those volunteers. They really did do an amazing job of pulling this event out, sometimes literally. Up next on ANN, the U.S. Coast Guard responds to a crisis off the Florida coast. A runaway bonanza is blamed by the pilot on a stuck throttle. And another member of the Greatest Generation has finally made it home. You're listening to Aero News.
Piperjet.
Hypersport.
Pipermatch.
Global Expansion.
Meridian, Mirage, Matrix, and more.
With so much happening at Piper, how can I possibly keep up?
Get informed. Get involved at facebook.com/piperaircraft.
The Waco YMF-5D is an open-cockpit sport biplane that embodies the golden age of aviation in a new production aircraft. The evolution of the new D-model Waco incorporates many new features and upgrades, delivering greater performance than ever before, but with more horsepower and lower aircraft weight. Your new Waco is completely customized to your exact specifications, including your choice of avionics. Own and live the dream yourself with the new Waco YMF-5D. Check out the dream at www.wacoclassic.com.
We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for August 11th. I'm Paul Platt. The U.S. Coast Guard got a call from concerned family members when three Florida men did not return from an offshore fishing excursion as expected on Thursday. Responding were an HU-25 Falcon jet crew from Coast Guard Air Station Miami, an HC-130 fixed-wing air crew from Coast Guard Air Station Clearwater, and a Bahamian Air and Sea Rescue Association aircrew. On Saturday morning, 48-year-old John Land and 45-year-old Kevin Wood, both of West Palm Beach, and 39-year-old David Blakeney of Royal Palm Beach were located with no reported injuries on their disabled 32-foot pleasure craft, Shademaker, by a Navy frigate 85 miles east of Jacksonville, and were towed into shore. Runaway airplane stories usually involve hand-propping an old champ or cub without someone in the cockpit, but a pilot in Mississippi claims it happened to him on July 26th during landing in a Bonanza. The NTSB preliminary report says the K-35 suffered substantial damage after overrunning runway 6 at Barrett Field in Philadelphia, Mississippi, ran onto a road, and struck a moving vehicle. That's a 4,000-foot runway. Investigators found 1,200 feet of skid marks on the runway, but no mechanical evidence of a throttle malfunction. This reminds me a little of those runaway Toyota stories, only instead of turn off the key, I imagine myself yelling, "Kill the mags!" Neither the pilot nor anyone on the ground was injured. The airplane will be further examined later. The Department of Defense POW Missing Personnel Office says the remains of a U.S. serviceman missing in action from World War II had been identified and returned to his family for burial with full military honors. U.S. Army Sergeant John P. Bonaccioli of Oakland, California, was buried yesterday in San Francisco. On April 29, 1944, he was aboard a B-24J Liberator with 9 other crewmen. They failed to return following a bombing mission over Berlin. German documents captured after the war established the aircraft had crashed north of Hanover. German forces removed the remains of 3 crewmen from the site and buried them in a cemetery in Hanover. More than 400,000 of the 16 million Americans who served in World War II died. At the end of the war, the U.S. government was unable to recover, identify, and bury about 79,000 of them as known persons. Today, more than 72,000 remain unaccounted for. Still ahead, Air Partner helps out in Pakistan. Southwest proves you don't need a la carte fees to make money. And what if your flight attendant couldn't fit down the aisle? You're listening to Aero News.
Welcome to Cirrus Design, maker of the world's best-selling personal aircraft, the sleek SR-22. Cirrus planes feature the latest technologies and are equipped with an exclusive, life-saving parachute system. It is our mission to make personal aviation safe, affordable, and convenient. At Cirrus, we offer a test drive like no one else in the business. Leading the way to a new generation of aircraft, Eclipse Aerospace introduces the Total Eclipse Twin Engine Jet. The Total Eclipse is a sophisticated, high-performance aircraft with low operating costs, low environmental impact, and uncompromised safety. Every Total Eclipse jet comes with flights to 41,000 feet, max cruise speeds of 370 knots, an onboard color radar with electronic moving maps and e-charts. And of course, every Total Eclipse comes complete with a factory warranty. Log on to eclipseaerospace.net for more information.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Wednesday, August 11th. I'm Paul Plack. An international air freight operation, Air Partner, put an A300 in the air last week, carrying 32 tons of emergency aid supplies to flood-stricken Pakistan. The charter took off from Brindisi in Italy to Islamabad, Pakistan, loaded with generators, water purification units, water tanks, plastic sheeting, latrines, jerry cans, and high-energy biscuits. Air Partner claims considerable expertise arranging repatriation and relief flights in times of disaster, and recently provided a series of humanitarian flights to Haiti following that country's devastating earthquake. Now in its 49th year of operation, the company is a trusted partner working with leading non-government agencies globally. The airlines that soak you with all the a la carte fees like to point out how those fees are being well-received, benefit customers who don't bring checked bags, and have provided important new revenue streams which have kept the carriers out of bankruptcy. So you might wonder how Southwest Airlines can buck the trend and still stay afloat. Well, Southwest CEO Gary Kelly answered that question in addressing about 6,000 attendees at the National Business Travel Association's annual convention in Houston on Monday. In remarks reported by the Houston Chronicle, Kelly told the group that 35 to 40% of his customers are business travelers who are on the road more often now as the economy recovers. But he says leisure travel on Southwest is also up, in part because flyers can bring 2 checked bags at no extra cost. In July, Southwest reported second quarter operating revenue of $3.2 billion. That's up from $2.6 billion a year earlier. Quote, "We're outperforming every single U.S. airline when it comes to revenue. Anecdotally, bags fly free is a component of that. We've seen a significant chunk of revenue go away from the industry and go to Southwest Airlines. The evidence is pretty clear that we're doing something different from the industry and getting credit for it, unquote. That may be so, but the cabin crews may also have something to do with it. On my recent marathon to help ANN cover Rock Falls, Oshkosh, and Mentone, I flew on Southwest. The people were cheerful and competent. I made it a point to thank them as I deplaned after arrival and tell them they have an awesome airline. Try it sometime. The smiles get even bigger. And finally today, there's nothing new about airlines requiring flight attendants to meet weight limits, but there has been an awkward coincidence in the recent ultimatum from Turkish Airlines. Media reports indicate that airline officials have demanded 28 of their flight attendants, 15 men and 13 women, lose weight or risk losing their jobs, and have given them 6 months to slim down or face reassignment. The Haber Turk Daily newspaper reports all had been previously warned. The awkward part involves Izzet Levy, who goes 232 pounds and has been put on unpaid leave until he can get down to 210. He's also the head of the flight attendants union group. So if you hear somebody talking about union fat cats, you'll understand if Izzet takes offense to that. That's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, Ron Herron, designer of the plans-built Little Wing Autogyro, talks about how he developed the aircraft and why it's a tractor design in a world full of pusher gyroplanes. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts at iTunes, Odeo, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Platt. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.